The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
You're good? Everybody's in good spirits? All right, so I was just walking in, and Rich says, hey, do you want to introduce? And I'm like, yeah, of course I will. Of course, I sit down, act like I'm going to do 20 minutes. At what point would they get nervous? They're like, fuck, at what point would it be a good story? It'd be like, I asked Todd to introduce me up there at the Skankfest. He does fucking 20 minutes. Jesus Christ. I don't like that. I'm gonna get it right for you. I know Bonnie likes it dark, especially, well, she's used to, you know, sleeping with Rich. I'm sure she sleeps under a tarp. But listen, that's not what I'm here for. Everybody, you know what? I'm going to say this just in case somebody brought a plus one, and then we're going to start it. I think it's worth it. You know, a plus one that talks through the whole show, and everyone's like, who the fuck is that in the back? So just remember, like, this is special. So if you have someone here that's not, you know, they go, what is it? You sit and you listen the whole goddamn time? I think you better go to the patio because I'll have more fun. But other than that, you look great. For those of you who don't know about Bonnie and Rich, I mean this from my heart, that it's not a shtick. It's not a shtick. I don't understand it. I don't understand it. I love both of them individually, but together, this is what it is. So maybe you've never seen it. You're like, is this like real or is this fake? No, it's real. I hang out with them and I don't know what the fuck is going on. But for two people that hate each other as much as I do, they are so fucking much fun to be around that I constantly crave being around both of them, together and individually. So I hope you feel the same way. Ladies and gentlemen, Bonnie McFarlane and Rich Voss.
What was his name, Bonnie? A big hand for Todd Glass, folks. Todd Glass, hands down, probably in the top three funniest human beings on the planet. The other two you're looking at right now.
If you look to your left. There's a lot of funny people in the room.
He's so fucking funny. I love Todd Glass. I worked with Todd 30 years ago in Philly.
This is going to be a good story, you guys.
And
get ready for details that are not necessary. Okay, go ahead.
I mean, we used to do like crappy one-nighters. There was a place called Friendly's Comedy Club down outside of Philly. And
outside of Philly?
About, it was like 20 miles outside of Philly. It was like pool tables and stuff. But I think there was like two dartboards.
Just because you're laughing, you don't have to do it. I know the thing now. He's like, what? Oh, I can milk this. And then you're going to go, TVs on the sides.
And when I worked with him then, I would watch him and go, this fucking guy is so funny and great. Yeah. Yeah. And he was an inspiration.
It's amazing that he stopped doing comedy.
Who, Todd?
Oh, is he still doing it?
Well, he does those rooms where you put your notes on the stool. But, I mean, unlike here, he does it with clothes on.
You know what I hate? I didn't mean to jump on your thing if you were going to...
That's okay.
Go into talking about the naked roast. But No, I hate when I said something negative about Todd Glass, who I love, and then the audience didn't laugh. Uh-huh. And then I don't want to go, just kidding, you know, because that's gross.
Say just K.
So then I just have to start hating Todd Glass. Like, it's the only way morally that I can continue on.
It's so weird that we've been up here 3 minutes and I've already blanked you out. Because this is really
that's
about
what
me.
Don't you know that's what I do every night? I have to fuck you.
So that's twice a year you're blanking me out.
I blank you out. I will, before we get into, I know you're desperate to trash everyone and this place.
No,
but,
no, you can, I this, never get to work
no,
a place
like,
with
before shit. We came out here, he's like, first let's trash this place.
No, okay. Come on. How many places have chandeliers?
it's very classy here. I do want to say happy Father's Day to you, because it is Father's Day.
Thank you.
And... yes, and I have been saying it to everyone old enough to be my father. So there you go.
Here's the thing.
I got you a good gift, don't you think?
She got me a good gift.
I got you a...
a lawyer. tell her it's really a good gift.
I got
gift.
A sailboat ride around Manhattan, uh-huh. And it's also like a champagne brunch. It's like... if I can't kill you on that thing, I don't know. I mean, I'm out of ideas here.
No, she got me. It's really not. I mean, I do get boat sick, but I'm looking forward to
it. Yeah, but there's nothing you could do. Like, there's nothing I could get you that you wouldn't complain about a little bit, right?
No, there's a couple of girls here you could have got me.
Okay, but there would be complaining.
No, I think it's
maybe not from you.
No, It was a thoughtful gift, and I'm looking forward to it, because we're going to take myself, Bonnie, and I have three daughters, so we're going to pick one. We'll
have a name out of a hat. And
draw straws. Probably take the youngest one.
Got a lot
one.
Of hats at home, so we do that. We do that a lot. We utilize his hats.
And listen,
all right, let's get to, what do you want to start with? The
I'm just saying, if
the tattoos?
If you between shows want to get hepatitis and a tattoo, they're doing it in a room back there that I'm sure is as sterile as, you know.
As what? You're a professional comedian for 30 years.
A lot of my jokes are fill in the blanks. I like to get the audience involved. It's kind of like an improv thing. Yeah. I do the setup, and they could do what they want as the punchline, okay?
Right.
I'm just saying, a lot of times, and I have a lot of tattoos, and a lot of times I go, well, I need another tattoo. What closet in a basement can I get one at by an alcoholic drunk tattoo artist?
Well, you didn't go down the hall enough. They're doing breast implants.
And obviously you didn't go either. Wow.
Do I need that? You don't even like boobs. That's not your thing, right?
No, it's you.
You just don't like me.
No,
is
I
that
like
the joke. I'm not sure I got it.
I like, you know,
you don't
boobs.
Like me? Is that the joke?
I like, you know what I like? I like your, because your boobs are firm. They're fucking night. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I got really little hands, so.
Right.
You know, I could put my turtle hands on your boobs and still get the fucking best out of it. You got fucking nice tits.
Yeah, yeah. I wish I could say the same about your hands. No, you do have a weird, you're like, we have a marriage counselor coming, so I feel like this is a good topic to discuss with marriage counselors, because when we do have sex, you tend to paw a little bit at me and then act like I'm ready to go.
Well, that's foreplay. Look, here's the deal. We have sex. Like, we watch.
Like, if you are touch, I see sometimes I say, touch me like you like me. Like, it's like it feels good to you. You know what I mean? But then it's like you almost take the skin off sometimes. You're like, I don't know. Is that how you touch your penis? It seems like.
Yes, it's just a vein now. when we have
to have sex. You do have to take, can we be honest about it? Do have to take a blue pill.
A half. I'm at a half.
A half. A half a blue pill.
I'm not at a
whole. But they're expensive, right? You told me the other day, they're like what?
Yeah. Well, now, I mean, I got a hookup, but if you bought them straight out, they're $53.
Isn't that crazy? I think a man should be able to go to the pharmacist with a picture of his wife and go, come on. I didn't need this in the beginning, but come on.
Yeah,
ten years later.
Yeah, they're 53. So, but I have a hookup, so I got a bunch, and I got some other ones from my doctor. But you know,
when you take a pill, you go. So this is why it's hard to, because he has to tell. He goes, this is how he does it. He goes, hey, later. And then
no,
taken, ladies.
Yeah,
and then I go like this. I go, okay, and then he goes, "What? You don't want to?" He gets mad, like I'm supposed to be like, "Yeah, like."
Well, how fucking romantic after 11 years? Here's the deal: we watch our show,
but also you're doing this, which is
it's like that. It's in case you were deaf, I pretend. I'm doing the international, my finger through the hole. Okay, I'm sorry if I made the hole too big. So I go, so here's the deal.
No, you made your that too big.
So we, you know, we'll watch our show and, you know, I'll take my half a pill. So it takes like an hour to kick in.
By our show, what do you mean? Like Game of Thrones?
Yeah, Game of Thrones.
I don't want them to think like... We're sitting around watching like our comedy specials. You watched yours first last time.
Yeah. No, I could never watch myself. Anyhow, so we'll, you know, so it takes a, so we'll watch, then we'll have our first snack, you know, and then we'll have sex, but like I'll fuck her from behind because I don't want to look at her and ruin my second snack. So we'll fuck, then we'll have our second snack and we'll watch TV. It's kind of like
I'm reeling over here from that.
But sometimes downstairs.
Do you mean my downstairs or actually going downstairs?
Downstairs.
Okay.
She'll come into the kitchen and like with like a fucking undershirt with just no bra and something.
I don't wear a bra to bed. It's crazy. I know.
And it'll get me real excited. So as she's like.
But not excited enough to forego that half pill.
No. No.
You should have come down an hour ago. Oh.
No. Don't get me wrong. Sometimes I get semi-hard. Like, I could almost shove it in sometimes without a pill.
If it was just a little bit longer, we could fold it.
I got a nice dick. So let me crazy. Tell you something.
What are we doing here? What is this?
I know. We're fucking...
Hey, like, guys, if you ever wanted to hear a married couple talk about their shitty sex life... I want to go to that. You got any weed? We can go listen to that married couple talk about their sex.
I won't drink any of this water around here that's free because you know one of these fucking clowns put like mescaline or peyote in it or something.
There's right from the 70s they've sprung out of time traveled here.
You're wrong because that guy was in Whole Foods spraying the food with fucking feces.
Yeah, but feces is still, it's pretty current.
I don't know. You don't let me go near your ass. She won't let me fucking lick her ass. Is that weird? Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Wait, hold on.
I respect my ass.
Hold on. What's your name, sir? Pockets. I didn't ask what you reached into.
That's got to be high people because it's not. That was not a funny.
Yes,
joke.
It is because he's. It was very funny because
but
without
people
being
reach into pockets. I mean, where's the
twist? One black guy here? You fucking dumb liberal Canadian.
Oh, but he steals from his own pockets.
No, he goes into other people. You're a fucking comedy block. Holy fuck.
I'm sorry, I didn't put it together that a cute kid named Pockets would be stealing from other people's pockets. It was too many steps. I'm sorry. I called you high people. You're racist.
we're just getting ready for Anthony's podcast.
We should bring up our marriage counselor unless you have a really... I know you keep starting to say something. I keep cutting you off. So you go ahead and say it, and then let's be quiet so Rich can say his thing. Then we'll bring up our marriage counselor.
Oh, you fucking...
I know I'm terrible. Okay, sorry. Please don't hit me.
Why? Like these little hands are going to hurt? Pockets. Do you have a girlfriend? Okay, you do. You don't have to call me, sir. That's kind of fun. You know what I mean?
It's not because you're white. It's because you're old.
I know. Okay, I'm not asking for iced tea. You have a girlfriend. How long have you been with her? 2 years. Congrats. White or black? Girl. Not that it matters. A 6 foot tall what? Australian. Okay, so that...
She still hasn't told you if she's black or white.
Australian. She's Spanish. So now your sex life, you guys never venture around the hiney? You're Jamaican. What the fuck?
What does that mean? Yes? Does that mean, we only do it in the ass? I don't know maybe I don't know enough about Jamaicans to understand that.
They're very particular where their mouth goes. Oh, okay.
Oh, they don't go down. Oh, they don't. Well, we don't kiss. We haven't kissed in probably 8 years.
Oh, I'm not going to fucking get soft. Once I get hard, I don't want to, you know what I mean? I'm not kissing. That's fucking $10
well,
after.
We definitely need help with our
relationship.
So we should bring up... This guy really needs no introduction. He's an amazing comedian. His special aired last night, I think, on Comedy Central.
Friday.
We're so lucky to have him. Please welcome Big J. Oakerson.
Oh. Fuck. I thought you were getting Nate Bergonzi. Okay.
Why?
I don't know. Some of the jokes don't work, but it's a podcast. They can't all work on a podcast.
No,
how are you doing?
I like to say when one of your jokes don't work, don't worry. That means, within 5 more jokes, one will.
If we're playing the averages.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, it's a numbers work. Game. Congratulations on your 1 hour.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much.
And
thank you guys for being here.
And you did it all without Kevin Hart. God bless
Somehow.
You.
Somehow Kevin Hart Presents never made it over the title.
That's fucking... It's amazing that a guy that you started with that... I mean, he passed you a little, not much. that you did this without any help and from just hard work and going out and doing what you do.
So much help, though. But I mean, so much help, honestly, from everybody. I mean, like, so many comics that have helped me and helped pull me up along the way. So, sure, a lot of help. Just none from Kev.
not even sneakers?
I didn't even get a pair of Kevin Hart 12s or whatever the fuck they're called.
The workout sneakers he has.
Yeah, right? They have his phrases all over them, which is hilarious.
Can you tell the Xbox story?
Oh, the Xbox story is great. Yeah. It broke my heart. It was, I was in Sacramento doing the Punchline, which was pretty exciting for me to be headlining the Punchline in Sacramento. I was doing 7 shows, long week. And I get a text from Kev, says, hey, we're both in town in Sacramento. You should come hang out at my hotel. Come say hi. And I go, where are you playing? I mean, I'm at the Improv or the Punchline. He goes, I'm playing the Arco Arena, which is where the Sacramento Kings play. So I'm already pretty bummed, like, all right, well, I'm going to go there, but this might suck because, like, you know, I'm going to feel just insecure and awful about how wonderful his life is going. And I went out there, and I took a cab over there, and the cab driver's asking me, why am I going from a hotel to a hotel? I say, well, I go, so I'm a comedian. I'm here doing the Punchline. And he goes, but I'm friends with, Kevin Hart is right, and he gets all fucking excited. And I go, yeah, I'm going to visit my buddy Kev. We're old friends, so I'm going to go say hi to him, hang out. And he's like, so cool. He goes, and you're a comedian too? You're in town doing shows? I'm like, yeah, this, you know, the Punchline over here in the shopping center. And he goes, cool, man. He goes, hey, can I get tickets? And I go, yeah, dude, I'll get you some tickets for sure. No problem. I'll get you some tickets. And I go, what show you want? He goes, there's more than one show? I go, yeah, no, I'm doing like 7 shows. He goes, oh, no, I meant for Kevin Hart's show. Which was awkward as shit. And I was like, no, I don't think I have a way to get you tickets for a Kevin Hart show. So then I go meet Kev. He's coming out of the gym in the hotel, which has its own outside door. So I walk with him 50 yards. And I'm telling you, there's almost accidents in the street. People stopping, coming out of buildings, piling out to just get a glimpse of Kevin Hart. He's taking it all in stride. We go in the hotel. We go up to his penthouse suite. He goes, you want a lobster? We're getting lobsters. There's so much lobster in this place. Then he's showing me on his computer his pyrotechnic display for his new special. There's going to be flames shooting out of the ground, and he gets launched up from the fucking under the stage. I go, that's cool, man. And I'm just trying to find something to relate on Kev on a level two again. And I go, hey, cool, man. I go, I see that all his buddies are playing an Xbox. And I go, oh, cool, man. I go, I bring my Xbox on the road still, too. I go, you bring Xbox. I go, times don't change too much, right? We both still bring our Xbox on the road. He goes, oh, no, whenever we land in town, we just send somebody out to get an Xbox, and then we just leave it for the maid. I'm like, wow.
Now,
so I left, and this is the best part. So the cab driver goes, there's not a lot of cabs in this area, so here's my card. Call me when you're ready to leave, and I'll drive you back. So I drive back with the cab driver, and the cab driver goes right away. He's like, how was it? And I go, it's fine. He goes, that was really short. I go, yeah, I just got to get back. And he goes, hey, by the way, I feel a little weird about that whole thing we had earlier. He goes, I'd love to come to your show if that's still on the table. If that's an offer on the table. I'd love to come. He goes, yeah, you know, it'd be great because I could say, I know the guy. I don't impress my wife. I'm going to look so cool. Is that okay? I go, yeah, dude, before we get out of the car, I'll get your name and everything. I'll put you on whatever show you want. He goes, great. And then it's a quiet 25-minute ride to the hotel. And then we get to the hotel, and I'm getting ready to get out of the cab. And I go, so, hey, buddy, go ahead, give me your name. I'll put you on the list for some tickets. He goes, I'll be honest with you, man. I'm not coming. And that was it. I was like, why do you keep – I'm fine with you. Just leave me alone. But he was just trying to build me up for us so it wasn't an awkward ride. He goes, ah.
That's so funny. But who would want to go to a stadium and see Kevin Hart? Like, if you're – within, like, not, I mean, if you're
53,000 people,
yeah, but it's like looking at a fucking, it's like looking at a tick holding a microphone.
Yeah,
on
no
stage.
Shit. If that's gotta be tough. My sister went to the one in Philly. I mean, the trailer's out for his special, for his new one he did at the Lincoln Financial in Philadelphia. I mean, they sold a fucking football stadium out. 53,000 people. Love him or hate him, you cannot shake your head at that, man. That's unbelievable.
He sold more tickets in one show than I've sold in 3 years.
Yeah, I mean,
it's fucking amazing.
It's insane. It's the first time. I mean, a football stadium comic. That hasn't happened. Dane Cook was doing, you know, fucking like a Garden. Yeah, the Boston Garden. Like all these like crazy like 18,000, yeah. 53,000 people.
Yeah, but let me tell you something. The Pope sells out cities. Okay.
That's fair. So Kev's number two to the Pope, Rich? Is that your argument? Let's not give Kev too much credit. Yeah. The Pope's still kicking ass a little harder.
He fucking... Okay.
He goes, before we start sucking Kev's dick, let's remember the Pope.
Yeah.
Comes to town.
Kills it. Doesn't even say much. Just does a couple hand things and they fucking love
him.
Yeah,
no shit. They really do. People are dumb, huh?
Well, that's a good way to get into me marrying Rich.
Hey, Bonnie's dumb, huh?
What's that?
So.
Yeah, Bonnie's dumb, huh?
So you are. Tell us about your relationship a little bit.
Mine?
Are you allowed to ask your therapist that before you give us any advice?
What's their thing? Well, I. That's pretty awkward, I guess. It's
Does anything go? Pretty much anything goes, right?
No, not everything. But I mean, I'm with Christine, who's my girlfriend, who put this, one of the people who put this festival together. Still currently married to Carla, though, and so that's pretty weird. But she has a new baby, and that's cool. And then, you know, and then our daughter's here. So
where's your daughter?
Right there.
Where? Stand up. I can't see.
Stand up. Show them how gigantic you are.
Oh, hi. She's a darling.
She's 5'11". She's 13 years old. Yeah, she's great.
She's great.
And she understands what a weirdo I am, so she's okay with.
Huh?
Well, I feel like we hired the wrong therapist.
Why?
Because you're more fucked up than we are.
Oh, totally. But I could probably give you some good insight.
Okay. Give us some good insight into our...
Well, wait a second.
Maybe I think it's like, you know...
What?
What do you think the question should be?
Well, first of all, let's start with intimacy.
Are we allowed to talk about this in front of your...
You could talk whatever you want in front of her. She's my daughter. She gets it.
Okay. So the first time you sucked a cock...
Uh-huh.
Now, here's it.
Well, it was for money for diapers. Look at how fast she grew.
Okay,
kid never went one day without a diaper because of these lips.
I mean, see, you've been with Christine for like 2 years now, year and a half maybe.
I thought it was 3 years now.
That's what I was saying, 3 years. sometimes I'm off by a year. Now, we've been together like 11 years.
Yeah.
So, like, let's start with sex.
Oh my God, we have.
No, I mean, because she's so prude. Like, she, on stage, you see Bonnie, like, wow, this girl's aggressive, funny. You know, she doesn't hold back. You know what I'm saying? She's an icon when it comes to the comedy world.
Sure.
She's a fucking.
Absolutely.
Hands out.
I support that.
And this is no.
He only builds me up to tear me down. How come you don't know that yet?
No, listen. I'm telling you, she's opened up the door, like me, for many younger comics, a lot of female comics.
He tacks himself onto the comp.
Well, I got to do that. You know.
She's awesome, much like me in several ways.
You know, I mean, like, I've worked with her for 11 years because it's tough. Like, in the beginning, we would work together, do shows, and my audience... back then and now are scumbags, and you know, I mean, they're a great crowd, but you know, they're hard. And she was an LA comic, and there was a lot of times back in the day we had major fights, and it interfered with our relationship, our stand up, because we worked together a lot back then. Now I'm just trying to get work with her, you know, and ride her fucking coattail. She's on fucking fire. Anyhow, she has a book, and I also have a new CD coming out. What I'm saying. So it's
your sixth, I believe.
No, fifth. My fifth one. I'm going to call it something. And so
I think you should just call it five.
That's what.
Then people could be like, oh, five out of ten.
I said make it just a V. Just a giant V. So it's Voss and the Roman numeral five.
Oh my God! It's genius.
It's great. It's a great title.
I was going to do that, or just call it Legend.
Just call it You're Welcome. Rich Voss, You're Welcome.
So our sex, you know.
Can I just tell you, I say, why you call it, they call me Legend. It's funny, you know, you say, they call me legend. And he goes, oh, I don't, maybe I should say some call me Legend.
He took it serious.
Yes.
Wait, because I like the idea you have, but... Let's just tweak it. I don't want to seem too egotistical.
Well, and I'm an honest guy.
Some call you Legend. I call you Legend, Rich.
So
he doesn't get some things. Okay. Sorry.
So, you know, that interfered, and now sometimes it's hard to separate our. Besides having our own separate careers, we definitely have a brand. Obviously, my wife hates me, the radio show. Mm-hmm. We've done pilots together. So sometimes it's hard to separate business with
relationship, of course.
Really, you know, and like we'll get into an, you know, we're going to say we're going to have sex. It's planned. And then we get into
argument. They know how it works at this point.
And then
you pop the pill.
You know, and then we get in an argument with over whatever. And boom, then the sex. And you know what I mean? So it's hard. You know, your girl's in the business, but she's not a stand-up. Because
no.
Female stand-ups, hands down, are fucking nuts.
Sure. Oh, no, make no mistake. Christine's fucking nuts. But she's not a stand-up. No, that's true. But it is, like, yeah, it's a different kind of brain for sure.
No, but male stand-ups are so even-keeled and normal.
No. Yeah. No, everyone wackier than the next, for sure. But, I mean, like, that does have to be tough. Because, I mean, you guys made an amazing documentary, Women Aren't Funny, which
Thank
is fucking...
You.
Which they were both... Which showed that whole kind of run of that whole thing, like the it's a tender side plus like you guys like bickering and shit, and that's like that does have to be tough though. Like I know like Christine comes on the road with me once in a while. Like if you get in a fucking fight when you're on the road, is the worst thing ever. You're just stuck in a hotel. You nothing you can do about it.
It's hard.
You're in one room hating someone. It's the worst fucking feeling.
You know, she used to get pissed because I would get bumped up to first class. You know, hey, I earned the miles. She didn't.
You'd go? Would he really do it?
Wait, listen, yes, he would go to first class. But can I just, because I, you know, I was traveling with a one-year-old at the time. So obviously, you know, I wasn't going to trust her alone with Rich in the back. But no, I'd never, tell the truth. I never got mad about you going up to first class. Because I do think that you got the miles. You traveled that much. You deserve it. You should go to first class.
And I would try to bring you back food, but you wouldn't accept it, right? I would, like,
I would come back. It was so embarrassing when he would come back with, like, cookies or whatever from first class. Because now everyone's looking at me like,
and they're wondering why you're sitting back here.
Yes,
why your husband's in first class.
Yes, like it was
that's
better,
fucking
like,
hilarious.
People not knowing, and I'd just be like, I wouldn't want to talk to him. Be like, get out, you know. Like,
fucking Rich comes out in Delta pajamas.
Yes.
with the night mask over his forehead. He goes, hey, they brought me these. I'm full. I'm so full for my steak tartare. The prime rib was insane. Here's the leftovers of your...
So I didn't want him talking about it because it was embarrassing, you know, getting all these, like, sad looks after he left.
Oh, that's hilarious. And you got to share your fucking first-class cookie with everybody? Like, hey, everyone, we could all have some.
You know, everyone smells it, yeah.
That's funny. I don't eat red meat, though. Anyhow. So here's the deal with sex. Like, I'll go...
Here's the deal. If you're playing the drinking game...
That's the guy with the makeup on his eyes. He's guarantee he closes the deal tonight. Listen to me. Here's the deal. What I'm saying is, like, a lot of times I'll be on the road, like, at a radio station, and they have, you know, gift boxes. So, you know, they'll have, like, nice sex toys or whatever... And, you know, you bring a couple home, right?
I think what he's trying to tell you is he's a Jew. So he's never actually
purchased. You get all your sex toys from a bin at the Buzz 103.1, the beat of Atlanta?
Yes. We'd have the worst porn. I'd be like, why is it so, like, is there better porn? Like, I just really didn't know. Back when we still, like, get his DVDs.
Well, they were free.
And then you were like, they're free.
But what kind of porn do you want?
Me?
Yeah.
I like some
pleasant Canadian shit.
I like a high quality.
She wants a story.
No.
You want like the fancy stuff though.
But I do like
kind of foggy.
Like, yeah.
And like the breast.
Sometimes
implants.
You know they'll like go into like a fantasy.
You know, whenever there's a close up, she covers
it's
her
too
eyes.
Close. I don't like
it's
that
a
close.
Fucking
no,
like,
I don't.
Like it's
sometimes
a horror
it's
movie.
Like a baseball could go in there. You know, that's like
that
so
is funny. Bonnie is oddly prude for what you would assume.
But well, here's the thing, I'll get like
I like some, the sounds.
I got some nice vibrators. I got some vibrators, but when she was young, she had a lot of operations. And they used to put things in her. So
what?
Yeah. She had
Oh my God, you have to explain that more. Just put things in her?
Yeah, yeah.
I was kidnapped.
No. Today we're going to try a hockey stick.
No, like, you know, like, she had, like shit taken out of her from down there. I don't know whatever fucking part it was.
Oh, yeah.
I had an abortion when I was 10. No.
You had a behind-the-pussy-ectomy?
I had urethra transplant.
A what?
I think they're called urethra transplants.
You should know what was taken out of you.
Ureter transplant or a urethra transplant?
You got someone else's urethra?
They're plastic, I think.
Really?
Yes.
They couldn't afford a real one, so they got plastic. They were farmers.
Rich, even if it's twice a year, you get to fuck a cyborg. That's more than any of us can say.
So.
And, yeah, so they would do tests. So.
And a lot of pronging and, you know, probing.
A lot of people know that word is prodding. Okay.
I like pronging. It makes me think there's three of them coming at you. Prong style. All right, this might hurt a little, but it's for your own good. Prong.
She thinks she's like the Queen of England with her fucking good fucking, you know, language. You know? Like with
her good language?
Yeah.
The King's English?
When I'm talking about my vagina being prodded, I always use correct terminology.
You fancy bitch.
Oh. One time I was eating with my mouth closed and he goes, "What are you, the Queen of England?"
Let's go in the bedroom. You want to get pronged?
Yeah, prong. You know what I'm saying. It's just words. So.
Just your business.
So, you know, so I'll go get a vibe, you know, a dildo and try to, you know, work it. I mean, you know, she lets me use that little one.
Stop,
that vibe.
I can't have this go on.
Why?
I didn't know we were going to get into, like.
You said you want to talk about sex.
Well, I thought he was going to do most of the talking.
What, are we going to talk about hickeys?
I'll do most of the talking. Rich, what kind of vibrators does Bonnie use?
Well, she lets me do that little bullet that vibrates.
Just the top. This is we're talking topical stimulation.
On her throat.
Her throat.
Okay.
It makes my voice sound cool.
Rich, stop, please. It's almost time for first snack. First snack. Is my favorite two-term. I didn't even know that it was sexual. I'm going to tell Christine that. You ready for first snack, then fuck, and then snack two?
Yeah, we time our snack fucking around our snack. Anyhow, so I'll do the little thing, which is fucking great, because it's, you know, I could sit, to tell you the truth, I could just sit there with my left hand and hold it on her pussy, and I could do other shit, you know what I mean?
You're a righty.
He does his taxes. You know.
You don't, you know. Just writing another album.
You know. So, you know, I'm busy. So we'll do that, and then I got another vibrator, but she kind of likes the smaller one, but it's always ow. But it's a fake ow.
Because, listen. This is.
She says she has a tilted uterus.
Okay, no, I.
Okay, so I try to put it in sideways.
I hope that's bullshit.
No, it's a tipped uterus.
Uterus, which is ironic. I married a Jew. No, No, listen. Okay, this is the thing. Is that, and this is not to be mean or anything, but when early in a relationship. You have a lot of, like, oxytocin going on. It's easy to have sex. You're, like...
Very exciting.
You're very excited all the time, you know? And so, for the first... Up until I had the baby, that's what happened. It was, like, enjoyable.
Good to go. G to G.
Yes, it was like, you know, I could get turned on very easily, whatever. And then... Like, when you're married, what you have to do at some point is you have to figure out how to have sex without oxytocin. Do you know what I mean? You have to figure out, like, how to get it going.
And so I don't want to sound like a dumb therapist, but that means pussy wetness, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And, oh, yo, like, I don't have enough saliva.
Yes. Well,
yeah. You found a guy with a surplus of saliva.
I know.
Yes.
I mean, I was lucky in that department. No.
When I eat her pussy, I almost drown in it.
This comes back at you.
Go ahead. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, what I'm just saying, it really is a thing, like, that you have, like, that's why you use, like... That's why there's foreplay and stuff.
Sure.
You have to get, but he expects me to get the same amount of arousal in the same amount of time when I still liked him. Do you know what I'm saying?
That is fair.
But here's the thing. Why can't you get wet with a toy? You know, enough with the fucking...
I can, but you go, like, so fat. It's like there's nothing...
He's giving you his whole left arm.
He's like, it's 11, and then we got to... Oh, shit. It's been an hour. Now undress and... Why? Ah, it hurts. You know what I mean? It's
no,
like...
I'll go, you want me to eat your puss? You know, I'll say stuff like that to her.
That's right? Hot. That's hot. That half chubbed me up when you said it.
And then she's like, oh, I'm doing my crossword puzzle. You know, stop.
Are you doing your crossword puzzle?
No.
Yeah, my crossword puzzle.
That's the dumbest
You're
thing.
You're finishing a This Old House fucking embroidery?
I do a crossword after second snack.
Do you have glasses way down your nose when you're looking at it? Rich, what's the three words?
I do Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of the New York Times. I've never been able to get a Thursday.
Rich, what's a three? What's a three-letter word for lack of oxytocin? Is it you? Y-O-U?
I know I sound like a douche.
So I try, you know, because... And when we have, like, the other night we had sex, and it was...
I will say this. I will give him a blowjob at any time. Anytime that he asks for one, I will totally give him a blowy because I just feel like it's part of my chore. Like, I'll be like, do laundry, get my kid a juice, blow my husband, you know, wipe down the counters. That's just part of the day. I'm fine with it.
It's on your the grease board checklist you keep on your thing.
Yeah, but don't act like you do it a lot. You do it once in a while. You blow me.
Well, lots of times you don't want.
Well, because you cheat. You use your hands. I could do that myself.
You like a beach without hands?
What's that?
He makes me put my hands behind my back.
Really?
So no cheating.
That's black porn shit right there, man.
It is a great ab workout.
I would have to say, like, get your hand involved in that. At some point. You don't like the hand, huh?
I like a little hand, but I like, you know, the whole... You know what I mean?
I hope you love a little hand.
Oh, my God.
I think the hand is so important to it. It'll take forever with no hand.
I don't know. I think the sloppier and wetter it gets.
Sometimes I fall into it and I can't get back up.
Your arm on your back just flopping around. Fish out of water. Fish out of water.
And I don't know if this is real or not, but he always wants, he threatens to take us to a sex club. And I don't know if it's real or not. Like,
Listen, if I could pick...
He's super jealous, though. So you can see how it would be.
Even
like
to go watch, that could be pretty weird.
Yeah. You mean weird to watch?
It's
no,
weird.
Me and Norton went to one.
Oh.
Norton.
No, I'm like... with his eyes blinking quickly. He overacts as he's sucking dick. No, I went on a date with a girl once. I went on a date. I took her out first. I took her up to up by Broadway and 78th, and we went and fed rats. So, you know, it was fucking great. Like you,
that's how he got me too.
That really gets the oxytocin flowing.
No, you. We said you pull your car.
I think how you say it.
You pull your car up. But don't believe you me. He's no scholar either.
Yeah. In my mind, I'm nailing it.
It's doing great.
So we used to do that. You know, you pull up with your car, and then you throw out like candies and Reese's cup and like 20 or 30 rats would come out, and we'd feed the rats. So I took her there, and then I had two passes to the...
Is that how you discovered Norton?
That's right.
Came out of the shadows for a Reese's cup?
No. I picked him out of my birdhouse. So, and then we went to the sex club. I had tickets, free passes to the vault back then. But it wasn't at the real vault. It was like they kept moving it after whatever mayor at that time closing everything down. And we just went to look around. I mean, it was kind of creepy. You know, there was like weirdos and stuff just sitting there jerking off.
I went
off.
Once and looked around. It was bizarre.
It was bizarre.
Did you eat at the buffet, though? I did.
Huh?
Did you get some baked rigatoni from the buffet? I had a little. Rich, it was just baked rigatoni, dude. Oh my God. No one fucked it.
So, but then I said to Monty, I go, look, we can go to a place and just, but then you look around, but then you go get your own room and do your own thing. You know what I mean? Just something to expand, you know.
Just check it out.
Yeah, you know, to some whatever your horizon, you know what I'm saying, to expand your, is that, you know.
Do you get weird at all? Sure, but do you get weird at all with her seeing other dicks and stuff? Would that bother you?
I'd have to pick the dick that she looks at.
You can't do that at a sex club. But, so you want to keep her looking down the whole time and you look, watch a couple fuck and you're like, oh yeah, hey honey, you get to check out that guy's dicks, whatever.
Perfect. No, I don't know. Here's the deal. When I went to therapy, I'm taking my hat off. That's how Frank used to do it on stage.
You don't strike me as a jealous guy at all.
No, I'm not really. I just...
Is that crazy, Bonnie?
He is so jealous. It's ridiculous.
No, once I stop caring about her, I'm not jealous anymore.
Sure.
Well, I do care. I love her. But, you know, I mean, you can't control people. You know,
absolutely.
But he gets... Like, he only gets jealous of people that he would like to fuck. Do you know what I mean? Like, that he thinks are attractive and hot. Like,
I wonder, are you crazy?
Yeah, no. Well,
the jealousy's not for like actually like a tangible issue where you like see somebody hitting on you or something like that or stuff like that.
No, if someone hits on, I don't get. What I do get mad about if like a comic does and disrespects me, not about it. You know,
it has nothing to do with me. I'm not.
Yeah, it's disrespectful to me. Like there's been comics back in the day. Oh, let me do your website or do this, and we talked about this. Guys only do something for a fucking motive. Okay, I don't give a fuck what you think.
Don't applaud that because he's gotten young comics to fucking build his website or do shit for him, and that's fine.
Because I'm Rich Voss, but well, so they want to say, hey, I worked with Voss. You know what I mean? Whatever. You know, I'm coming out.
Some
my
call him a legend.
I don't get really like when I'm disrespected, it's what pisses
me.
And I stick up for her. We can get onto this topic next after sex.
I think we're done.
Oh no, we got a while. Goddamn, these new fucking Rolexes are so heavy. So,
we live in a hovel.
What time do I have to get the first class and walk you guys back to coach?
Like, Bonnie's from Canada, so she's really passive. And, like, just anytime...
Anyone who knows me know that's true.
I don't let shit roll off my fucking back. You know, I'm going to fucking... And if somebody... Huh? Speaking of rolling in,
Bobby,
fucking Bobby, one of my favorite people. So, Bobby's the one who started My Wife Hates Me. Without Bobby, we wouldn't have done this. He started
Bobby Kelly. I thank you two also for being here. And Bobby just did a show in the upstairs in theater, man. Bobby's great. Thank you so much for being here, buddy.
First time you've ever said that. No,
during arguments with Bonnie, I've said it. I've said it many times.
It's so bittersweet for me.
When Bonnie's saying, stop hanging out with Bobby Kelly, what's the point? And then you have to say, Bobby Kelly's a great guy, and the podcast wouldn't...
He has done stuff for me.
So
Bobby Kelly presents Some Call Me Legend.
Rich Voss and Some Call Him a Comedy Legend.
Just keeps getting
on FX.
So yeah, I like recently. I mean, we had an ordeal with somebody, and it was hard to let go because you know what I'm saying. I don't want to bring up names because you don't fucking disrespect my wife like that. And she like
just don't do it.
Because I no, listen, that, you disrespect her.
The thing I know.
Yeah, that.
Yeah, sure, sure.
And
sure.
Then we did something last week, and then somebody was tweeting her, calling her this and that, and then tweeting me saying who your wife fuck. You know, so,
is this interesting to you guys?
No, I'm. It's like getting, I'm
you get no information.
What's that?
Fill in the blanks.
Just you might as well just tell it.
No, we did.
Can I tell you something? People shit on me all the time. Christine does nothing about it. She just totally eats it.
Yeah, because she's the one doing it.
I always high-five the person.
Listen.
Someone had to tell him.
When a new comic or a comic under us especially goes after her, who has accomplished more than they will ever do accomplish, it pisses me off. We did something for Ron last week, and it was great. We did me, Bobby,
the
and...
Comedy 101 thing.
Is that... I don't know what
yeah,
it
was
called.
Yeah, the stand. The thing in the stand. It's called Comedy 101. That was
fucking amazing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Bobby and Bonnie were good. I mean, I...
No.
I mean, I took it to another level, but I always do. So there was a person on the... What happened real quick, and I'm going to let this go after, so I'm not going to talk about it on our serious radio show on our podcast that comes on Tuesday from 7 to 9. This person on the show was about new comics coming out, open micers, and me, Bobby, and Bonnie fucking just beat them down. We had a bell, and we'd ring it, and we'd talk, and we didn't... I don't think anybody got a word in edgewise. It was... Probably, I don't know when they're going to air it, but it was probably one of the funniest things you'll ever hear. And now two or three guys went on, and they got it. We fucking smashed them, da-da-da-da. And they, hey, that's what it was. Then a female goes on, and she
doesn't it sound like, when you say a female, it always, like, makes me cringe a little. I know it's not like...
It does sound close. National Geographic, yeah, and he's documenting.
Like a female.
The female approached.
Okay, some broad goes on.
There you go. Now I'm comfy.
That actually sounds less offensive.
Okay. This skirt goes on, right?
Some dingbat takes
right.
the stage.
So this dame comes on the stage, right? Now, she's got fake breasts, and everybody's pretending like me and Bobby are like, oh, look, you know, but if her face was any fucking longer.
Rich.
No, fuck her. Listen to me. She went after you. Now, I'm going to fucking just close it out now.
Yeah.
See, okay.
I love a man that'll fight a chick for his chick.
No, I'm not. But it's the mindset of these new fucking comics that they have no fucking respect for people who have fucking opened up the door for them.
They also have the thinnest skin in the world.
Yes. Yes. Go ahead.
Who has the thinnest skin?
Oh, new comics.
Well, the thing was, Bobby,
because
it's
stretched
we were
out.
To be.
Why?
I was sleeping.
I know. Thank you.
I'm just. And so is Jenny Craig with you. Shut up. I'm sorry. That was mean.
No, that was pretty good. That was 1998.
When you wrote your
letter. Jenny Craig's dead. Yeah.
Maybe you drink those Slim Fast shakes there, Bobby, or Atkins. Maybe Atkins, perhaps.
You know what? She was right, that dumb comic. You're an asshole.
Susan that's Powder Bob. Says, this is insanity.
Oh, I was trying to think of that.
What I'm saying, let me finish and then you could go. Don't cut me off. So, the guys came out, they got what we were doing. Then the girl came out, and me and Bobby fucking lambashed her. Is that the right word?
Yep, lambashed.
Is that it? Is that the word?
Yep.
That's not even, no.
Look, if Bobby knows it's wrong, it's wrong.
Okay, we
he spelled draw one time, D-R-A-W.
Bobby, here, sit over here with this mic. If you come on, you're
come
already.
Come on, Bobby.
I don't like with my feet dangling. I feel fatter.
And you think that chair is happy?
That's the only reason why you wanted me up here to smash
you. No, I'm not going to smash you. You attacked
you. I fucking know you.
You attacked me first. I gave you praise when you were in here. I go, thank you for the starting this. I said nothing but nice things. Yeah. And you attacked me like the girl attacked Bonnie. You see her sticking up for me?
Yeah, can I tell you what happened? This is what happened. Well, we fucking...
Also, I like that picture of you right there.
That didn't play on radio, but this is right. We know you haven't done much TV. Listen, we attacked the girl, and then Bonnie said something, and then she attacked. She went after Bonnie. She didn't even fuck with us.
Yeah.
She attacked you because you're a woman, and somehow you should have fucking stuck up for her or something.
Right.
You said one thing, and she fucking went right at you. Yeah. And that's what the problem was.
Yeah.
We were fucking around.
And Bonnie's so pro, like, girl, too. You don't like taking a shot at chicks very much at all.
I mean, if they're cunts.
But the funny thing is, after her, a guy came up with a brain injury. A fucking brain injury.
Literally.
Like, and we fucking smashed him. I mean, I'm still waiting to be in trouble for this one.
Bobby, I cackled at the story. Christine told me this because Christine went to watch, and she said while this guy's giving after his comedy like a heartfelt speech about
he literally was going like this. He's going, he just goes, "Can I?" This is at the end. Can I say something? You know, brain injury is a serious thing. And he brought up the war. He's like, veterans come back with brain. You can. It's not the end. You can do it. And Bonnie rings her bell.
That made me laugh.
The funniest fucking thing. I laughed.
I heard the story and I laughed for 10 minutes. That made me laugh.
I woke up in the middle of the night and I heard ding and I just started laughing. She is the funniest fucking person.
You thought it was the microwave.
That was a good one.
That was my favorite story of the week. Bonnie buzzing the brain injury guy. Just, we heard it.
Literally.
Wrap it up.
To be fair, I debated it back and forth in my head a couple of times, and I was like, whoa.
She made it the perfect. He brought up the Iraq soldiers with brain injuries, and we, and ding.
What you don't know, Bobby, is so Bobby was talking to the girl. Excuse me, the girl.
I saw her after the
show.
Are you
dying?
And I hope so. I saw her.
Is the insurance all set? The paperwork's all set?
All set.
You're good. You're good.
I asked the insurance guy when I was signing the thing. I go, how long until, like, if he shows up dead? He goes, give it 2 years.
So you're like, good?
Then, yeah, then no,
so
no questions asked.
Burn the house
asked.
Down again?
Yeah. Whoa.
Sorry, two questions.
I just got out of that.
Not with me. So
I gave her a hug at the end of the show.
Yeah, you came up. I was talking to her.
Yeah, and I gave her a hug and I said, hey, no hard feelings or whatever, and left. And then she tweeted me some fucking shit. I was like,
and the next day she's tweeting me, who did your wife fuck to get this or get that? And I'm like, you're playing with fire.
Yeah. I clearly don't fuck people to get stuff. That's clearly not my
fault. Yeah? You think you could have got this festival without me?
Yeah, Bonnie, look around. This is your stuff. Enjoy your stuff.
Well, that's why I only let you put it in halfway.
So Bonnie's like, let it go. But then she started tweeting me. So I just responded, stop. You're playing with fire. Let it go. Move on. You know, another tweet. Your wife fucking. So I said, look, you know, we'll go on radio and we'll really fucking beat you down. And then she, then I just blocked her. But the thing is, she lets too much roll off. You can't let these fucking young kids and these young comics think they could step on what... No. Canada, I'm just saying.
No, but I mean, there are times where you can just ignore shit.
I do a lot of times. I ignore stuff. I've been on Opie and Anthony for 13 years. Yes, I ignore a lot of things.
Sure. You can ignore some stuff, but some stuff you should ignore.
What's that?
Everybody else wants to chant Stern.
If you want to believe, if you
a fight breaks out, that's nice, Bobby.
If you are 100% righteous in your argument, sometimes you get mixed up in that shit for sure. Yeah, because it's hard to fucking walk away when someone's like not understanding rationale. And you're just like, what are you doing?
Yes.
Like, this is moronic.
But you almost never change anyone's opinion. That's the problem.
It's almost never. That's so true.
So
like,
the person you're arguing with
never goes, maybe you're right. When it does happen, it's so satisfying, but generally they'll just keep changing their argument to match whatever they want to be angry about.
Well, I'm not talking about just regular Twitter fucking trolls. I'm talking about
young
comics.
Sure.
You know, this comic that from Long Island that was in a contest years ago that we fucking smashed, he kept coming at me, and he opens for some other comic that's doing real well.
I don't know who it is.
That guy Fred, that when we did the O&A contest at Comics, remember? He was anyhow, this guy opens, but he's coming at me on Facebook. I'm going, are you out of your fucking mind? I'll play your comedy on radio, and we'll decide then. And he stopped right then. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like me attacking Chris Rock. You just got to know your place in this business. So when somebody like goes after Bonnie.
Does everyone call Chris Rock a legend?
Huh? I call him it because he hires me. So when somebody goes after her, she lets it roll. I don't like it because if you're going after her, you're also going after me because she's my wife. And so
I know how it works.
Huh?
We get it.
Okay,
stop explaining the obvious.
Can you get you two please leave?
Go. I tell you, I called Rich.
That's TMZ. They're going to call in the story right now for you, Rich.
Who walks out on a podcast?
Don't fuck.
I called. Yeah, really. Too much. I called Rich after I saw him getting with somebody who gave Bonnie shit on a show, and I gave him kudos. I'm like, man, that must have been. Cause I know Rich isn't a guy who's like afraid of confrontation.
But
I had
somebody attack me a month ago. This podcast, the Chamber Boys, and this girl Abby, whatever the fuck her name is.
Yeah.
But I didn't say anything because I don't have time to fucking get into some...
Yes,
I don't have
exactly.
time to do that. And the fans actually took care of it.
Yeah, yeah.
They went and found her comedy online and just... They reviewed it because there's a review button and a comment section.
Oh, man.
And she had to shut that down. And then the Chamber Boys, they reviewed their podcast and, you know, they had to shut it. So it's like your fans will take care of
for
you. But other than that, you don't... I mean... Fans,
like,
Voss.
So what's this girl's name, Bonnie, so we can have the fans rip her from fucking shreds?
I know she's wearing clear pumps.
I say something in defense of all those comics and in defense of us? They told us that the comics knew what they were getting into and they love it. So smash them. And we were like, are you sure? Because none of us really want to hurt.
We asked them on mic.
On mic, we were like, do they know? And they're like, yep. These comics thought they were coming in, and this was their night, like fucking Star Search or some shit. They thought this was their night, and it was not, because they had three of the meanest cocksuckers on the planet just shredding them.
Yes.
So they came in like...
I do feel bad. I feel bad for her in the sense that she got beat up and she didn't know. I think like... Even though the other two guys before were getting like trashed, I don't think she realized that she was going to get trashed.
How could she not?
And so I do feel like I feel bad for her that she was like in a situation she didn't know how to handle it. She had to like try to save herself in some way.
Yeah, but it's not like if we only trashed her, I could see it.
Yeah,
we fucking trashed the guy with a brain injury.
Right.
That's
but
fucking.
He deserved it.
Yeah, he did deserve it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Piece of
shit. He was a lawyer, so.
He just didn't know we did it.
Yes. Fucking he'll brain. Forget it in a few
and,
minutes.
And don't, injury, get, asshole. Don't get us wrong. We still love Keith. Anyhow.
He's back, everyone. It's okay.
So.
Can I just say this, Jesus, though? I know this is like a little bit too serious, but I just feel like Rich can't go after everybody who insults me. It's just, it's crazy. I don't want people to think like, oh, you can't insult Bonnie.
Do you ever engage, though? Do you ever engage the fight?
I do. Sometimes
No, not yes, much. Yes. You might block them.
I mean, it depends if I feel like it's worth it or not. Like, I did with Dice, remember? We got into it.
Yeah, but he
that was funny tried to me. Yeah, and then I tried to, like...
You wanted to get a big story out of it.
Well, I don't know what that happened.
You know.
You blocked Dice?
I blocked... No, I tried to get him to... I wanted to have, like, an actual, like, battle with him.
Guys, I fucking love you guys so much. I gotta go.
Where? I gotta go, too.
Because my fucking belt buckle is sticking into my gut. And this heat in this fucking basement.
It's hot.
Prison cell that we're doing this podcast in.
I understand.
I'm going to pass out. And I know you won't stop the podcast if I pass out.
I understand. Everything you just said?
Yeah.
I totally understand.
I'm fucking dying.
All those things are upsetting me the same exact way.
It's, well, do they have a fucking fan? You cocksucker. Turn the fan this way. With talent. You're fucking just up there pushing buttons.
That fan has more dust than Bonnie's pussy.
We're waiting for the Skankfest budget to come through so we can get some real serious AC in this bitch next year.
Well, I think we're about
I just
time
want
to wrap
say,
it up. So I want to thank everybody for coming out today. Jay, thank you for fixing our relationship.
I want to thank Bobby Kelly, folks. A big hand for
Bobby Kelly. You're the best.
Rich Voss and Bonnie, come on.
BJ Okerson. Huh?
Thank you, guys.
And I just want to say, whatever you heard, I do love my wife, Bonnie McFarlane. Even though she threw a phone at me in the car coming here and hit me four times, she's a hard worker. She's brilliant, and I love her.
That's the only way to get her fucking osteoporosis going. Whatever you call it, pussy.
Listen, too, if you're going to go to Amazon.richvoss.com. Amazon.rich.
It's a 2006 thing, Rich.
What's that? No, if you're going to buy an Amazon, Amazon.richvoss.com. Also, in July, 141 IQ will be on iTunes, and the new CD will be out in September. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, Jay. Thank you. Good night.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some smunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true that somewhere deep down she loves him too.